In the capital, Kinshasa, a funeral ceremony can be confused with a birthday party. It's festive, people dress extravagantly, and there's usually a concert or even a comedy show to entertain the guests. And as the BBC's Maud Julian reports, families in the DRC often spend a lot more money than they can afford to on elaborate funerals.
Rows and rows of market stalls, all selling must-have items for Kinshasa's profitable funeral market. On my right, there are flowers, crosses, and on my left, several coffin-making workshops.
My name is Dixon. In this workshop, we make 100 or 120 coffins each month.
You, I mean, as a carpenter, how did you decide to go into coffin making as opposed to other forms of carpentry?
Mortality is very high in our country, and people are willing to spend more, a lot more, on coffin than they are spending on their living room furniture. You see, if someone dies here in Kinshasa, his family will spend a lot of money on drinks, food, clothes, nice coffin, money that they wouldn't be spending to give to the person when he was suffering, so that they can save his life, for example.
It's not clear what's behind the overspending, but some say it might be the influence of evangelical movements who tell their followers that they will be rewarded if they spend money on religion. Others say it's just peer pressure. If you have spent this much money on your funeral, then I must spend even more. This is where the morning ceremony starts, at the morgue in the hospital. There's a huge queue of about 100 people here, very well dressed, who are quite publicly expressing their grief. And outside the morgue, there's a decorated car waiting. It's got photos of the man who died pasted all over it.
We've just left the hospital now, and we're driving with a procession of about 20 cars. There's one man who's a professional cameraman who's filming from outside of his car. He's been recruited just for the occasion. So we're now driving through the city. One of the cars is making this ambulance noise that you can hear.